This is KCUR 89.3. Amazon wants to change how you get your groceries. Today, the company plans to close on a huge deal to buy Whole Foods after the Federal Trade Commission said it would allow the buyout to go ahead. But as Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, ramping up online grocery shopping has been a tough proposition for many retailers.
Each weekend during the summer and fall, Steve Ela packs up a semi-truck full of fruit.
Sweet cherries, plums, peaches, pears, apples.
And drives it from his farm in western Colorado, the state's fruit-growing region, to cities like Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. Ela's fruit travels even further when he ships to a Whole Foods distribution center, where it's sent to stores throughout the Rocky Mountains. In a given year, Ela sells about a third of his crop to the natural foods grocer.
They've often paid us more than, you know, some other outlets. And, you know, honestly, they're the only big box store we work with.
Whole Foods has made a name for itself trying to emulate a farmer's market, where you walk inside and find produce from lots of local farms. It's warm and inviting inside. Its potential new owner, Amazon, has built its reputation on ruthless efficiency, adopting robots in its warehouses, even suggesting drones could be the future of home delivery.
I didn't expect Amazon because, you know, I personally don't think of them as food retailers.
If the two companies merge, Ela's fruit would be rolled under Amazon's corporate umbrella. And Amazon is intent on becoming a food retailer, and a big one. To get a sense of its ambition, take this commercial. There's a woman at the fridge. She starts talking into this little gadget.
Ask all recipes for a shrimp pasta recipe.
My recommendation is champagne shrimp and pasta recipe. Main ingredients are shrimp, mushrooms, plum tomatoes, cream, and Parmesan cheese.
Mushrooms, tomatoes.
Her grocery list starts popping up on her phone. It places the order, and later that day, she's unloading her Amazon grocery bags left at the front door. That's not futuristic. In some U.S. cities, like Denver, the company's grocery delivery service called Amazon Fresh is up and running. I'm standing outside of a new Amazon warehouse a few miles north of downtown Denver. You can actually see the skyline from here. It looks like any other warehouse, blue and white with a bunch of trucks. But this building is a key part of a larger push by Amazon to build up its infrastructure in grocery delivery. And it's hoping and really making the case to consumers that you'll want to start buying more food online.
Maybe 5-10 years ago, people would have never thought that everyday ordinary consumer would be interested in buying their groceries online.
Pamela Riemenschneider is editor of Produce Retailer, a trade magazine for fruit and vegetable growers. She says Amazon's move to buy Whole Foods shows it's serious about making online groceries mainstream. And instead of hiring their own teams of produce buyers and building food system know-how from scratch,
buying Whole Foods outright means that they don't have to do all of that legwork. And that's years worth of legwork. That's not something that you can do in 6 months.
Grocery is sort of the last flavor of retail to really come online in a big way.
Jordan Rost is with the market research firm Nielsen. Many big grocery chains have already been experimenting with curbside pickup and home delivery. But he says Amazon's play will intensify the competition. That Sunday afternoon shopping trip to pick up weekly essentials could soon be replaced by a box on your doorstep.
Services like meal kit services and even restaurant delivery services have gotten consumers more comfortable with the idea of buying food online and having it show up at their door in really good condition.
Amazon will still need to jump a bunch of hurdles, like building and maintaining relationships with farmers and convincing finicky shoppers they can deliver good produce. Then there's the human element. Fruit grower Steve Ela says food experiences, like picking out produce, aren't meant to be automated. They're personal and intimate.
Value added isn't just in agriculture, isn't just processing and jams and things, but it's value added by putting customer service and words and people. We see those same people week after week. You say, how are you today? You know, how is your son? That's hard to emulate online.
Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.